Welcome, everyone, to The Sixth Sense with Tara Ventura, psychic numerologist and channel. She assists you to envision your potential and discover your unique voice, bringing lively, purposeful, and spiritual topics to the table. Relax and enjoy with an open heart, bringing fun, insights, and captivating viewpoints. Here now is Tara Ventura.
Well, greetings, 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 my fellow compassionate beings. How are you today, or this evening, or Monday, wherever you are located in this on this beautiful planet? You know, in the U.S., the blizzard, this Arctic blizzard is hitting so much or so many states. It's this blistery Arctic blast coming in. So I invite everyone to cozy up during this hour because we're going to have a fascinating conversation. Our guest is Cynthia Siegel, and we're going to talk about intuition, how you can access it, and the different ways that you receive it. Are you clairvoyant? Are you clairaudient? Are you clairsentient? Because believe me, everybody has intuition and they use it in different ways. I mean, I hear all the time business people say, my gut feeling, my hunch tells me. Of course it does. So I invite you to call in and ask questions about tuning into that inner guidance for yourself as well as others in your life. And also, if you want a reading from Cynthia and I, about relationships, finance, career, anything personal, pets, please, please call in and join us. And I'll give you that number in a minute. It's just a little bit of a prelude to tell you how this works. I was working with a client one evening who is in her 70s, a beautiful, beautiful woman. And her birthday is on the 6th. You all know I'm a psychic numerologist, so I look at the numerology and then I go into my intuition. So the 6th felt very family-oriented. And as I was working with her, I kept seeing a tree. In fact, I was drawing the tree. I said, you know, I don't know why, but I'm drawing this tree with this trunk. And the leaves on the tree sparkled. They just felt so alive. Not that they just felt more alive, like they had personality and they wanted to talk. And then I saw her teaching and with a pamphlet that she was using. So after explaining what I was getting to her, she said, oh, wow. She said, I was adopted when I was a baby, never knew my birth parents, and have just started my biological family tree. Don't you love it? So, she was thinking about typing it out, putting it into a book form and going over it with her beloved family that has adopted her, that she's never known the other family, her biological, but wanted to share what she has found with her family that she knows. So the purpose of telling you this story is when you get images and that seem way out of whack. I mean, I'm like drawing a tree and then I'm seeing a pamphlet and you know how it goes. It's images that you see or feelings that you get or words that you hear. Again, pay attention, discern, don't dismiss them because your higher conscious is coming through and speaking to you for your own inner guidance and goddess. So thank you for that. And again, I want to introduce my guest, Cynthia Siegel. And I say again because Cynthia was on with us a couple of months ago and she's back by popular demand. And you'll just love her. Once again, you will love her. She is so super talented. Her name again is Cynthia Siegel. She's a renowned international intuitive consultant. Her innate ability to accurately see into her clients' lives and effectively guide them covers everything from matters of the heart through medical conditions and business dealings to guidance for their beloved pets. Cynthia's accuracy has earned her a prestigious spot on the list of the world's best intuitives, psychics, and mediums, where she's ranked in the top 20. Her gifts have been featured in an award-winning documentary movie, in several books written by her clients, and are shared in her syndicated column, her books, and on radio shows throughout the world. Cynthia's sense of purpose and passion for her work is evident. Believe me, it is evident in the ease and joy she brings to each client session. Her eternal optimism and glowing smile, and you'll hear this in a minute, leave you feeling comforted and serene. Cynthia's clients lovingly call their sessions with her the red phone to God. Hello, Cynthia.
I love that introduction. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I feel you're so honored.
Well, and we do honor you. You are so wonderful. This is what it's like when Cynthia and I know she does this with everybody, but I want to feel special today, as you all will too.
And you know, I was listening to everything that I've accomplished in a few years. It's just been a very few years since one afternoon, sitting in my living room, I received what I call a download, what I understand now to be an awakening, of every psychic skill that I'd ever heard about or read about in one afternoon, just a few years ago. And it's been an incredible ride up, not a roller coaster ride, just straight up into love and joy and passion. And when people say, why am I so motivated to teach people to use their own intuitive skills, I look back on my life where the first over 50 years was dark. I didn't like what I was doing or the people I worked with or the way my life looked. And then, boom, one afternoon, everything switched. And I want people to live their whole lives that way, not just the last few.
Oh, honey, I join you on that one, right? Give me five on that.
Yeah, high five, yes.
High five. Oh, I love it. So you want people, and as I do too, to own their inner guidance, to really use it to create their life, and you can expand on this. So how do you want people to use it?
I saw a post on Facebook. This is one of my favorite things, where someone had three logos designed for them, and so they put it on Facebook asking people which one they thought was best. Another one that I just makes me laugh is when people post, I'm thinking of taking this vitamin, whatever it is, and looking for people's opinion on it. Or another one is, my dog is in trouble, he's having these ailments, what should I do? I just love that until now, until people realize how powerful their own personal guidance is, you are stuck with having to gather other people's good opinions, which is not what your body needs or your business needs or your pet needs. But as I said, until now, that's the best we could do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, wow. I so totally agree, because you know, so much of the time I work with people, and it's not telling them what to do. It's helping them to figure out what's in their best and highest purpose, right, for them. Because we all have everything in us that we want, and we want to know, or we need to know. So it's inside of us, right?
Right. And that's what I guide my clients to do. The clients that call me up and say, just give me an answer. Like, I don't want to think about this anymore. Just give me an answer. So I'll give them the answer, of course, but where my passion lies is in helping you discover how to feel or receive the answer for yourself. I would love you to come back to me 100 times a year, but I would also love it if you could come back with just a little message that said, oh my God, I got the answer. I'm so excited.
Right. And I bet you've had clients like that, because, you know, sometimes when you're talking with someone and it's not like you come up with an absolute solution, but it's like, Oh, wait, I've got it. It's like a light bulb goes off in their head, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
So they do get it.
Describe the way I do my work as the Socratic method, which Socrates used to ask people questions to lead them to the answer so that they would have the feeling of accomplishment, of finding their own answer. And that's basically what I do too, is I show you how in your body or in your mind, where, like how you particularly receive information, I will show you where that answer is already sitting inside of you, so you can find other answers there too. Woo-hoo!
So it's just a deep well of delicious information, isn't it?
And
you
know,
I want to endless information. And I do want to give the number for our callers to call in. It is 888-627-6003. So call in and let us know any questions you have about intuition, your divine guidance, or if you want a reading from Cynthia and I, we would love to do that. Again, 888-627-6003. Well, okay, so Cynthia, let's just dive right in. So is everyone born with psychic abilities and skills? What do you think?
Let's see. The short answer is yes.
Of course.
And this is how you can tell. If you're in a human body right now, you came with a full set of psychic skills. You were taught how to read. That was kind of long and arduous. You were taught how to write. That was even more painful for me. I'm still learning that one. But psychic skills are so simple to learn because you already have them. With reading and writing, you had to learn a foreign language. You had to learn something that was not natural to the body. Telepathy is natural to the body. Telepathy meaning being able to send and receive thoughts from other living beings. So your body already comes with these skills. We just didn't go to school to learn.
Right. We had to go to school to learn other stuff. But, yeah, so this is eternal. These are skills. The telepathy and the psychic skills are always there and always in support of. And, you know, you can call on your archangels or your angels or your guidance or yourself and tap into that valuable information. So everyone does has this, let's just say, because we feel pretty much 100%, right? That
yes.
Everyone can tap into this. So give me an example of how you feel like is a good way for people to do that, to access the skills.
Okay. So, on their own, it's only a little more difficult because you don't have someone cheering you and guiding you.
That's right.
Which is why I have a mentoring program, or I can do it in a session, and I'm sure you teach people as well how to discover their skills. Mm-hmm. So on mm-hmm. your own, I would say truly begin to trust that gut feeling, as you mentioned earlier, that intuitive nudge, sometimes a intuitive poke. Trust it. And the more you trust it, the more you'll receive it. I was doing a session with a client, and she wanted to know what psychic skills she had. So the correct answer to that is all of them. Which one would you like to develop now? And she said, I hope I'm blowing people's minds because I am all about empowering. It's 2015. We came with these psychic skills. It's really way past time we all started using them. The planet needs
Let's
us
use them
to be
for
in
Pete's sake.
Now, so I was working with her in a session, and I said to her, just for a moment, close your eyes and imagine looking inside your body, and what color is your heart? And so she told me, and I said, and what color is this, and what color is that, and what color is this? And she told me, and I explained to her what she was seeing, because she was not seeing the classically understood colors of each chakra, which I don't feel is complete, but that's another show.
It's another story, another session.
And I said to her, that's your skill. You can look inside people's bodies and see their organs or bones or blood at a color, which is your guidance system to tell them what they need to add to make it stronger and heal it. So all you need is a little introduction to who you are, and you're so magnificent.
And once again, we're back. We're tuning in and out.
No,
thank
that.
You. Right. Exactly. And we can laugh about it and say, hey, you know, that's it is what it is, right?
Exactly.
Oh, this is fun. Thank you, everyone, for staying with us. Yeah.
So I know we have a lot of callers waiting to ask questions, but I wonder if I might indulge you for just a moment. I gave you my birth date before we started. I'm happy to repeat it. And I wonder if you might do your little magic on me.
Oh, my gosh, I would love to.
Oh, good.
And I think you said, January 1st, right? And I believe I know what year, and you can repeat that if...
So what's interesting to me about my birth date is it's January 1st, 55, which is a 1155, which is a student and ascended master.
Oh, yes. Very interested. Very interested. So from student to ascended master. And, you know, you have the... I love it.
Totally my story.
Well, thank you for doing that. And, you know, as you're saying that, I was going to say something about your number one birthday. Well, I will in a minute. But, you know, images pop up for me. So I'm seeing you, and this may be past lives, you guys, because I talk about past lives quite a bit when I'm working with people. But I'm seeing you in past life, and you're in a very bright, almost grass green, but a little bit darker, probably a little bit darker robe with the hood on. And I don't know if when you said ascended master, but it feels green. And a lot of times when I see the color green, it's either money, healing, or Ireland and Scotland. So why those two countries? Well, I do know why, but anyway. So let's see. Let's just tune into this for a little bit. And you have a lot of pink above that. So you've done, this has coming from a real place of love. And other words, if you had around you a pink rose quartz crystal, something like that, that's
right
what
here.
It looks. Are you serious? You do?
And it's sitting above my head from where I'm sitting right now.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so that's exactly what I was seeing.
Are you in my office with me?
Keep that baby in your office with you, because that is all about love. And it's, you know, you and the crystal connect, really highly connect with each other. Yeah. And then the other thing about, you know, you are pretty grounded. I would feel like that. I don't know if you're a gardener or you love to be outdoors and smell the air and take in take in this bird singing in the, you know, if you're around water, that sort of thing. Very grounded person. And your number one birthday tells me that you're a great channeler. Let's see, what else? Your intuition is extremely high, as we do know that. And also, Cynthia, and I said this early in the intro, but I do feel like you could write, you have written, and that's going to come four or five more years, you're going to be writing some more. You're in a number one year, so anything you start this year that's new and different is going to be like a 9-year cycle. So it's very important. Anything that you do, I would say, you know, go for it, that it's in your heart place and you feel passionate about. I would say go for it. And you're really going to feel like you know, you could take on the world in about August, September-ish. So that's what I would say. Any questions about that?
No, I would just say, go get a reading with this girl. Thank you. That's awesome and so inspiring. And I have to tell you, that's one of the reasons that I love you. Okay, I love everyone, but to make you feel special today. I love the way you deliver your messages with inspiration and upliftment. Someone once said to me, well, how do you tell people bad news? And I said, there is no bad news. There is only this is going to happen, and you get to interpret whether you want to make it bad or good. So one person called to ask, how long did he have to live? Now, you would think giving an answer to that could be bad news. But I said to him, wouldn't you rather know how long you have to live than not know? And he said, I can't tell you how much peace you've brought me. I know exactly what I have to do now.
Right. Well, first of all, thank you for that compliment. But in your saying that, yeah, you said, thank you so much. You know, I love you back. But when you conveyed to him that wouldn't you rather know and know what all you have you could get to do now, you know,
exactly.
Things that you've always wanted to do. So,
yes.
So how did he react to that? Interestingly enough, he felt peace.
He was a little shocked at first, and then he was just so grateful because the doctors, and I have no idea what they went by, had misled him by a number of years, and I can't let somebody think that they have 5 years to live when they only have one. To me, it just seemed not fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and it's interesting. And let me ask you this, I guess, in a very specific way. Do you pick up on that? And maybe it's because, thank you so much again. I do like to empower and inspire people because I think when we come from a positive place, we attract the positivity. And so my message is, and I don't feel that yours are either, is to lay on the heavy news, unless it's in their best interest and it's not really heavy, it's just good insights, right? I mean, is that how you work as well?
Yes. And there's 2 points I want to make here. The first is a great quote by William Shakespeare, which I'm actually famous for misquoting. It goes something like, things are neither good or bad, but thinking makes them so. In other words, something is happening, it's going to happen, or it's happening in this moment, but it's up to you to decide if it's good or bad, or it's just a happening, and how do I get through it?
And you know, so it's perception, right? It's how we perceive things.
Exactly.
It's one way of... Yeah. So we can look at this, we can look at an experience as of a relationship. Say a relationship is not going well or it's fallen apart. Okay, so we could look at this and we can hang on to why didn't this work and all this and, you know, how come, you know, I didn't take on and do all the right things and how come he didn't or they didn't? Or we can look at it and say, you know, I blessed this person. I'm going to move on and open up possibilities.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. Like you have a flat tire on the way to your best girlfriend's wedding and you're all dressed up and it's pouring rain and, you know, you're going to get wet. And so the wedding could be ruined. You could tell the story for 17 years or you could laugh about it. And
right,
how you react.
Right, and just say, you know what, I got drenched.
how you react.
No, go ahead, that was
exactly. How you react in every situation is what you're feeding yourself. So it's okay to get startled and to work through it and release it and let it go. It's when we hold on to these stories and tell them again and again and again. What you're thinking, what you're saying, is what you're feeding your cells. So at the very least, monitor your thoughts, because you only want to be feeding your body happy, happy, uplifting, healthy, good things.
Yes, 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 yes. Uplifting good things, things that will empower you. You know, it's interesting when I talk with clients, and you know, we all have those moments when this movie starts playing in our mind, and it's like we create this scenario where things may not happen the way we want them to. And what is it, 90 or 99% of what we think about doesn't happen anyway, or the end result is different. So why not think as positively as possible and enjoy the reactions and the probabilities that you get out of it. So I want to ask you, you've had so many different interesting and different experiences, and a couple of stories. And I know you've told this before, but it's so intriguing, about the opera singer. Could you share that with us again?
I love that story.
I do too.
She came to me because she had, first of all, she was getting, her nasal passages were all blocked. And the next step in her doctor's opinion would be to drill to clear them. And so we worked on her tummy, did a lot of work on her tummy in the whole session. And I was kind of new to the whole thing at that time. And I'm saying to my guidance, okay, I think we should be working on her sinus passages. I think we should be sending some healing energy to where she's having the problem. But nope, stayed all down on her digestive system and her intestines. And then I was told to tell her that she's going to be spending a lot of time back and forth to the bathroom at night. And I was also told to tell her that she could encounter explosions, which at the time I didn't share because the image was rather graphic. I've gone way past that now. Whatever I receive is meant for you, and I don't have to keep it. So I'm happy to share everything. And then she said to me that she was wondering, because as an opera singer, you're supposed to send your voice out through your eyes, not from your mouth. And I remember hearing those words and thinking, wow, what an interesting concept. And in that moment, I felt my hands pushing energy up from just below her heart. So when I was clearing her digestive system, it was from just below that point. And now we were working from just above that point. And then she said a few words after that, and it was the weirdest thing. I heard them coming from her eyes. Mm. And she said, oh my God, I just did it. So the next part of the story is, she calls me the next day, and she says to me, you know, I love and I hate you.
I love and I hate you.
She said, I was up all night running back and forth to the bathroom, and one time, oh my God, it was like explosions everywhere. And I'm like, oh God, wow. I guess I should have warned her. And she said, today, not only is my blocked sinus completely cleared on both sides, but my migraine headache is gone, which I didn't even know she had a migraine headache. And she said, my voice is flowing through everything like a flower seeking the sun.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. How beautiful is that? That's a terrific story. I love it. And it's not just a story. It's the real thing, you guys. So please call in. The number is 888-627-6003 and get a reading from Cynthia. That is fabulous. We are going to take a quick 15-second break, and we will be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Tara Ventura, The Sixth Sense, with Cynthia Siegel. And we're having fun talking about, energy. We had technical problems before, and we're feeling that it was just, you know, the energy of the flow of things. And that we came into this life with so much psychic intuition and guidance. And it's a lot of fun to work with. I mean, don't you think, Cynthia? It's just so much fun because it's not what we were taught. It's what you said earlier. It's not at all what we were taught.
And I think because it's 2015, it goes way past fun. Because using your intuitive skills, for example, let's say something as mundane as which car insurance company should I go with is on your plate. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Until now, you would do research on all the car insurances and what they would cost you, the different companies, and how quick are they to reimburse, and talk to all your friends about who's gone with what and what's the, you know, and then kind of, I don't know, draw straws out of a hat. But now that it's okay to recognize that you have psychic skills and use them, you can just say, which is the best company for me to go with? This one, that one, that one, or this one, you'll get a yes on the right one. You can ask, what day should I call to speak with them? And you could get Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Right.
And then you can just forget about the whole thing till Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, which leaves you so much more time for joy instead of worry. And that's the only reason I keep pushing develop your psychic skills. I don't want people worrying anymore. I want everyone just to have fun. Just ask the question, get the answer, and have fun.
And have fun. Get the answer. You know, it's interesting. I was talking with a woman the other day, and her, I believe, 17-year-old daughter has some friends, and they want to learn to use their intuition more and to meditate. And I just think that it's important for us as we're developing and we're shifting in this evolution, this new millennium, somewhat new, but it is about evolving into the spiritual beings that we are. So she's going to put together a class for them, and they're going to meditate. They're going to have intuitive exercises. So you're right. It's not just fun. It's important to our evolution.
Yes. And I would just say to everyone out there looking to develop their psychic skills, to find someone that doesn't teach you their way, but helps you discover your way. And that's why all the workshops and seminars and all the courses and lectures that you've gone to, you know, you're all gung-ho during the course, and it's just the best thing. And then for a couple days after, you're practicing it. And then maybe a week or 2 weeks, so you're still kind of thinking about it. And then pretty much in a month, it's gone, except the money you spent on it. So that's because you learned someone else's method. But when a teacher guides you to discover your method, you can't forget it because it's yours. It's inside of you.
Right. That is, oh my gosh, that's so true. You know, and I can make a point about that. This is a truism point. I've always been more clairvoyant, I felt like, than anything. And, you know, one of our first questions, which I didn't get to, but I will, is do you think that, you know, people focus on one or several? And you made a good point in saying if you go to someone's class that you learn their way, we're really, we can do all of these things and develop it yourself. But I always thought I was clairvoyant. And in the last, I don't know, couple of years, the clairaudience coming in, we're actually hearing. And I know you have that as well as many other things. So it's interesting. Don't limit yourself to what you feel that you have, because there's so much more. And keeping that right brain open to anything magical that comes in.
Yes. And that's why in my classes, I try not to label anything. I'll start by saying that the best I can do is use the five senses to describe and help you understand what you're experiencing. But then there's the whole other 30 of them, which is the feeling, thinking, the tasting, smelling, the hearing, feeling, the endless combinations of all of those, plus more. So really using labels on it, I think, keeps people stuck. And I understand that the teachers and the marketers out there, they have to label what they're teaching so that you can understand what it is you're buying. I understand that. And also, by teaching you one thing, that's great. Now you've learned one thing. And I say to my students, go to as many classes as you would like to. Learn everything just exactly the way they're teaching it. And when you walk out the door, forget it all and allow your body to take what it needs to build on its own.
Yeah, I agree. To take those tidbits, those golden nuggets that work for you, where someone else may take something else. Yeah, totally agree. Yeah. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that until now, it's been accepted in Western culture that sameness was a good thing. But I'm going to be gentle here. We planted clues on ourselves in case we forgot we were not different. So I just want you to look at your fingertips for a minute and notice that your fingerprints are different. You have 10 different fingerprints for each body. And how many bodies have there been on this planet? And so how many fingerprints do you think that have been created? And then how many snowflakes do you think have been created? And they say every snowflake is different. And so why would you want to be the same as anything when some master plan has planted unlimited diversity as an option?
Right, right. As you're talking about that, I'm thinking about, you know, when you're watching a commercial on TV and say there's a beautiful woman on there, and then we all think, oh my gosh, wish I looked like her, wish I looked, you know, a man look. I'm sure they think this, not a man, but they think, oh, he's great looking. Or you see a car that, oh, if I had that, then I'd be something. But honoring yourself is honoring all of the snowflakes. And honoring each piece of sand in a sandbox. So it's honoring your individuality, you think?
Definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
You were created here for a reason. You didn't come to live a 9-to-5 life and have pizza and beer at the end of each day while you're watching 5 hours of television. I promise you, you're here for a much greater life than that. Call me, I'll prove it to you.
Right. Well, Cynthia will take the control, and I do feel like that is a form of control by sitting in front of the TV all day. And, you know, express, think for yourself, be, you know, have fun. So I want to ask you, how have any of your clients been able to develop skills you have? Have they been able to do that?
I would say of all the skills that I've received so far, I'm able to help clients create those skills in themselves. And what I've noticed is that they have more skills. So it's as though I discover the possibility of more psychic skills, which with each person that I work with. So, for example, I hear, see, feel messages when I receive information for clients, and like a combination of that, where I was dealing with one client, and she actually gets a taste in her mouth that translates to a picture in her mind. So, oh, my God, can you imagine?
That's so interesting.
How amazing you are. What is your special thing? Whoa, so exciting.
Right. That is very exciting. It's like you were saying earlier about the woman who can see inside of a body. And like you said, it may not match up with the chakra color, but it gives her information as far as what she can do to help that part of her body. So isn't that interesting? So we all have special gifts that we use differently. Doesn't have to be like everybody else. We could be different. Yay. So
absolutely.
You read the subconscious too. I know you do a lot of things.
Yes.
And how tell me how that would benefit someone to read the subconscious.
All right. Let's say it doesn't matter what you do, you just cannot make more than a certain dollar level in earnings. You've tried everything, you've taken all the courses, you've done all the workshops, and mm-hmm. you just can't seem to get above that amount. So when a pattern like that repeats, whatever it is, the same kind of boyfriend over and over again, or the same kind of job over and over again, then that is a subconscious belief that you can't get to from your conscious mind. In other words, you can't think your way into the subconscious. You have to use your intuition or any metaphysical skill. And so mm-hmm. when someone says to me, this is my problem, I'm able to see the block that they created through this life or through a past life that is stopping them from being able to step any farther. And by my saying it, or in some cases leading them to say it, it removes the block instantly.
Yes, that's happened.
When the block is gone, the river gets to flow again.
You know, that is so interesting. It's true. Just if they say it, if they talk about it, then the block dissolves, right? Or it can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I had a client just recently who it's a free service. It's a $99 service, actually, that I'd like to offer to your listeners for free.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm happy to do this for everyone.
Thank you.
It's where I will get a percentage on where you are in life, in your wealth, your health, and your relationships. And I've always wanted to quantify life. Like, it's nice to achieve goals and set new goals and achieve goals, set new goals. But overall, I want to know, where am I in my life? So this gentleman came to me. We did his wealth to raise his wealth percentage. And there were some really, I have to say, hokey things that came through for him to do, and some very practical things as well. And so we did the session on a Saturday night. And then on Monday, apparently, he made a call to a procedure, a negotiation that had been going on for 5 years, where he knew the amount he was supposed to receive, and it had to go through this place and go through that place and go through the other place. And he called them up on Monday morning, you know, getting ready for the next excuse or whatever it is. And the woman said to him, oh, tell me about this again. And so he did. But he said, as he told her, he felt more empowered to claim his wealth. And she said to him, well, you know, I don't see any reason why we can't release that $15,000 check right now.
Wait, Cynthia, you cut out for a second. To release, you said a minute ago, what was that? And then you cut out.
I can't see any reason why we shouldn't release that $15,000 check right now.
Ah.
Which was $10,000 more than he was expecting.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he had stepped into claiming his wealth.
Right. His abundance and his wealth. I like the word wealth. That is so cool.
So please call me. Let me do that for you.
Yeah, call Cynthia at theredphonetogod.com. And before we end, because we do have about 10 minutes left, but I do want you to go ahead and give your how listeners can get in touch with you.
All right, great.
Email and website.
The best way is to go to the website, which is theredphonetogod.com. I love that name. My clients started calling me that, so I named my website that. therandbonesgod.com. Don't wait till you need it. It's okay to go there before. And on there is my phone number and my email, and the best way to get me is by phone. Just give me a call, and let's get you on that path now, because I want you to have your best life now, not in 4 months or 4 years when something happens. Let's do it now.
Yeah, now is the time. Call Cynthia and get that best life going, my fellow friends, because this is the 8 year. This is infinity. This is going to be so much more prosperous in many different ways, with love and all kinds of ways. So give Cynthia a call. She's wonderful. She's wonderful. And so one thing we wanted to do, Cynthia and I, and I'm going to give out the phone number again, is 888-627-6003, since we have a few minutes. And anybody that wants to call in and ask us a question for a reading, we would love for you to do so. And so, Cynthia, we're going to call this, how is your best week, a scenario or moment that you had with a client? And I want to ask you, so something that really stands out, something where a client was just like, blown away. I mean, you've given us already some examples. The opera singer was amazing. But do you have something? I don't know if I ask you this in advance to kind of think about that.
Yes. Actually, good. I received an email just 2 hours ago. So I'm just going to read that if I could. All right.
Please.
Here we go. Hi, Cynthia. I'm hoping you remember me. I'm so-and-so's sister. She lives not far from you. She had me contact you after a session she had with you where you told her that you needed to heal me. I was pretty upset when I heard about that. I wanted to let you know that my session with you truly healed me of the bout of depression I had been living in for a long time. The words you instilled in me to say whenever I feel a negative thought enter my mind, I say them, and I feel it helps refocus me. However, the real healing is not the negative thoughts or normal sadness I may feel for whatever situation. The real healing is that I no longer live with the entity that overtakes my mind when I realize the ugly head of depression creeps itself out and drops me into that rabbit hole of illness. I am clear of that and able to live and see the world more as I really am and truer to my essence. It was during my session with you that I literally felt you pulled something out and I was healed. At the end of our session, I literally looked at the world differently and clear-headed, knowing there were opportunities and that I had hope and desire and motivation for living again. I have since then begun to regain my life, and as you suggested, I am back on the yes train, allowing opportunities to flow into my life, because now, once again, I am present for them.
Wow. Wow. That is so meaningful. Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that delicious? I get those all day. I just got a text message from a client that said, this came in just before we started the show, about to step on stage and deliver my speech at the Science Symposium. Thank you for giving me the title, How God Planted Himself in the Atom, A-T-O-M.
A-T-O-M.
Right? And so he's delivering to a religious scientific symposium. And I don't even remember channeling that title for him. But there he is, the headliner for the evening.
Oh, I love it. Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic. And, of course, that buoys your, you know, you're not only self, it's not self-confidence because you already have that, but just the feeling of love and love what you do and helping people. And that's fantastic. What wonderful, beautiful stories and testimonials.
The more people that you and I help into their real self, the more they're going to bring that to other people. And can you imagine a planet of people helping each other to lead their best life?
I'm getting chills up and down my body. I totally affirm that if we were all helping and serving each other in a beautiful way. I love it. Thank you for sharing. I just thought
and
I
just
would
quickly interestingly that you said about writing the books, because my new book is called Girl Power, and it's all about empowering everyone to be their best self. So I thought that was so cute when you did my reading and said about books.
And you see, this is your 1 year. So this is a fantastic time for you to, of course, and yes, write your book. I love that. Thank you for that is great. And I just want to share my story. And this is one story. This is from a client that it's about her. And she, you know, a lot of times when we're talking with people, the work we do, it does turn into mentoring, as you said earlier, or a mentoring aspect. And one of the fun things about this particular relationship is that she herself uses her intuition with me when we speak. We use it together. And so it's a lot of fun. She has done amazing leaps and bounds from leaving a marriage that did not serve her highest good. And she's moving to a state of true love, you know, where she feels comfortable, it's happy, and it's safe, and just a great feeling. And she's also procured a position and actually been offered another one. So she's really doing well. She has done all this by what we were talking about earlier, is staying positive, even through all the ups and downs. And really by owning her inner power. We've spoken about she putting herself in front of the line. You know, so many of the times, and when you said this about your book about women a minute ago, and I've seen
girl
men.
Girl
power, there you go, my dear. I actually even spoke to a man that did this the other day during a reading, and I thought, this is unusual. But women tend to do it more because we're the caretakers and all of this. But it's girl powers, girls, put yourself in front of the line. Get what you need first. Then you can help others. You can serve others. You can be centered and own that power. And so she's done that. And I'm so proud of her. She's centered. She's grounded. And there's so many women out there that do have talent and have something to say, but they value their others' opinions first. So we're moving everybody out of the way and come on, girl power. So I'm very, very proud and excited for her future and for her. And we just want everybody to realize who you are, you know, what you came to do, come from the heart space, and there's love. There's always love, right, Cynthia?
There is only love.
There is only love. There you go.
There's only, and do we have a minute? Can I share an exercise?
You do, please.
Okay. So I want everyone to cross their hands over their shoulders, put their hands across their body and onto their shoulders, and repeat after me. I'm going to say it quickly. I love me, 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 I love me. And say that until you really feel it. And I want you to do that several times a day. At a red light is the perfect time. I look forward to red light so I can love myself. Can you imagine everyone at red lights loving themselves?
That's so
fantastic.
Put it
in girl power. It's just going to be great.
Girl
That's
power.
That's my vision of the world.
That is so wonderful. Thank you for sharing. As you were explaining the exercise, I put my hand on my shoulders and I was saying, I love you, all the love. And of course, I saw the pink again. So thank you. What a wonderful exercise, listeners. So
and
when you
it's
come
important to,
our, to
say, I love me.
I love me.
I love me. Yeah.
I love me. Okay, that's perfect. Well, thank you so much, Cynthia Siegel, for being on today. You're always a blast. You're so much fun to speak with. And again, how can the listeners get in touch with you?
theredphonetogod.com.
Theredphonetogod.com.
It's easy to find. It's easy to use. And let me help you create your best life. You're not alone anymore. And those little intuitive nudges you've been getting, they are true. It's time for you, how should we say, for your flower to come out and find the sun.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, I can see the clouds parting. Thank you so much, my dear. This is Tara, the Magical Matrix. And Cynthia, thank you so much. You're just a beautiful, beautiful person. And I love having you on. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful week.